Now in the fifth quarter show, we're joined by Paul Alberson, the girls' basketball coach at Marshall. And Coach, we just talked and said you had no games this week. How's your season gone so far, though, despite the bad weather?
Right now we're 8-3. We've had one bad loss to California last week. They're a really solid team, and we didn't hold our own and made some silly mistakes, and the game got away from us a little bit. But really, you know, the other two games we lost, I think, were by a combined 5 points. And you know, we've got a different group of girls this year. We lost three starters last year, and these girls are learning to play with each other and really starting to figure it out. Had that one slip up last week, but overall, I think they're doing really well.
Who are some of the girls that are leading the way right now?
Leah Weaver's done a good job. She's only a sophomore. She can put up some points for us. Hannah Palmeranke is kind of our motor that makes our team go. She's having a great season. Made the all-tournament team in Marshall and made the all-tournament team in California both. So she's putting together a really good season for us. Kate Donnell, we were without her a few games. She had a concussion and had to go through that protocol. So, but when she's out there, she's a force to be reckoned with. Really shoots the ball well. Emma and Allie Schulte both have turned on this year and have been good leaders for us. And we found out last week that we lost our all-district, all-conference player in Skylar Walton. So trying to learn to play without her also. So she'll be missed, but has done a great job on the bench, you know, talking with the girls and helping us out with things she sees. So, you know, we've got a good group of girls that work really hard and putting the time in to get better.
And looks like next week, as long as the weather allows it, you're going to be in the Slater tournament. And that looks like that's a pretty tough field of teams, and you're the one seed, I believe.
Yeah, we did get this the first year. We've got the one seed, so hopefully we can hold true to that. But it's always such a great tournament. A lot of good teams over there, teams that are good year in and year out. A lot of good coaches that you get to match up against and try to duel on that side of things. So we love going over there and playing in that tournament. And like I said, it's just it's a great environment, and I would put it up against any tournament around.
And with the past week off due to the weather issues, how do you mentally and physically prepare your team for a tough week of basketball next week with that tournament?
Well, I tell you, the way this year's been going, we've gotten kind of used to it. You know, we haven't really gotten a good rhythm all season. We had a 24-day layoff there over between Christmas break and snow and everything else. So, you know, it does get tough. They get tired of practicing against each other and beating on each other in practice. But, you know, and I think that just goes down to, you know, the girls and their willingness to look past that stuff, not make excuses, and get out there and play once the whistle blows.